Follow Sports Call on Twitter at Sports Call AU. Like us on Facebook at Sports Call AU.
Welcome back into the program. Sports Call right now on Tiger 93.9 FM. Also streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. JJ Jackson and Christian Page inside our studios here on South College Street. We go to our phone lines now and we're reunited with one of our good friends. It's CJ Holmes of The Athletic. CJ, how are you today?
JJ, Christian, what's going on, y'all?
We're doing very well. Thanks for taking time to chat with us. Let's start with this, CJ. It's a very simple question for you. When you think of the 4th of July, what comes to mind? Like, what's the stereotypical 4th of July for you?
For me, stereotypical 4th of July, you know, fireworks, barbecue, beer. I mean, that's what comes to mind. That's what I think of 4th of
Christian,
July.
CJ, what you doing tomorrow, man?
Christian was saying barbecue. I was saying hamburgers and hot dogs. And Christian can't be happier that you just said barbecue there.
Yeah, a little bit of barbecue. What am I doing tomorrow? Well, I'm actually on my way to the airport right now. I'm actually pulled over right now to take the call. I'm actually heading to the airport to pick up my guy Alex Thompson, who
yeah.
I played with my sophomore year. I guess half of my junior year. But, I'll just be hanging out with him. We'll probably find a barbecue to hit up.
And good deal.
Got some fun stuff going on in Old Town Scottsdale tomorrow night. So, you know, we'll find something,
good deal.
Something fun to get into.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah, 4th of July coming up tomorrow. And once again, we will not have Sports Call Live for the 4th of July celebrating Independence Day. CJ, of course, it's NBA Summer League season right now. We've seen a couple of games so far. I want to go back to the draft, though. And on Thursday, June 20th, the Auburn Tigers had a first-round pick in Chuma Okeke for the first time since 2000. How cool was that to see?
It was great. I was down at the Suns draft party at Talking Stick Resort Arena on draft day, and when pick number 13 came up, and tweeted that the Orlando was infatuated with Chuma Okeke. I immediately went to the closest TV, took my phone out, and I recorded it because, man, that's Auburn history right there. It's been a while since the Auburn Tigers seen someone taken in the NBA draft, and no one was more deserving than Chuma. I think he's going to fit in great down there.
CJ, let's go to your neck of the woods. And speaking of NBA Summer League, Jared Harper, now a member of the Summer League team for the Phoenix Suns. One, what is the expectation from him and maybe some of his surrounding counterparts throughout the summer? And then what are his chances to make the team based on opportunities that are in front of him?
Jared had a prolific college career, you know, after the draft. You know, kind of came and went. You know, maybe some people are thinking, you know, maybe it would have been in his best interest to come out of school. But, you know, he's in the situation he's in now, and he's going to have his work cut out for him. I mean, Suns Summer League team, Ty Jerome is going to join the team after the first game. I mean, you got Retno Bastahan from Alabama. Second-round pick Elia Kobo is still on the team.
Right.
Jalen McHugh, the high schooler out of Brewster Academy. There's going to be a lot of competition for Jared. You know, not to mention the Suns just signed Ricky Rubio to that big contract. So, I don't want to say I hate his chances because I believe in all the Auburn men, obviously.
Right.
But it's going to be tough for Jared to crack this roster. If anything, he'll be able to play his way into a G League spot with the Naz Suns, and from there he'll hopefully be able to work his way up into the NBA onto one of these rosters in our regular season.
As we said multiple times on the program before, CJ Holmes, of course, was a member of the Auburn men's basketball team, played for Auburn basketball head coach Bruce Pearl. When did you first cross paths with Jared Harper, CJ? What were your first memories of him? I know that I don't believe you two were on the same team ever, but the visits that Jared Harper had to Auburn and that sort of thing, when did you first cross paths with him?
You know, I've actually never met Jared personally.
Really?
I remember when I was still on the team my junior year. I remember a lot of the coaches, you know, you could hear whispers about
right.
this point guard from Atlanta. Bruce saying, oh, we got this kid at Atlanta. We think he's going to commit. He's really good. He's going to come in here and change this program. Kid's name is Jared Harper. And, you know, I started kind of paying attention to, you know, where his name was popping up on social media. I know he had a great piece of them, you know, heading into his senior year. I think the guy won, I think the kid won MVP of the Peach Jam. And, you know, everything I've always heard about him has been positive. And then the year I graduated in 2016, the year Jarrett was coming in for that next season, I was interning at the Opelika Auburn News, and I actually did an interview with Jarrett. I kind of did a story on him, you know, his expectations, you know, maybe if he had some freshman hitters coming in. But, you know, other than that phone call, I haven't actually met Jarrett Harper in person.
Wow.
And I couldn't be prouder of what you accomplished.
Sure. And your pass, of course, will cross next week in the Las Vegas Summer League. We're talking with C.J. Holmes of The Athletic, talking all things basketball as the Suns gear up for Summer League. What you mentioned briefly there, C.J., Ricky Rubio and the decision the Suns made to sign there. Of course, all signings cannot become official until July 6th, so we've got a couple of days left. But more of your reaction, what was more of your reaction to the Suns signing Ricky Rubio?
I mean, I was like, okay, I guess. I mean, let me start with the positives. Ricky Rubio is a veteran point guard. He's a former lottery pick. One of the best passers in the league when he's on his game. And, you know, there's a lot to like. The guy definitely, if anything, the guy knows how to run a team. But I just think in today's NBA, with Rubio being so offensively limited in terms of the fact that, I mean, he still hasn't developed an honest jump shot at this point in his career.
Right.
I don't know. I just think that ultimately that's going to hurt the team. I mean, there's a reason why Utah didn't want to bring it back. There's a reason why point guard was a need for the Utah Jazz this offseason. You know, I don't have exact contract numbers in front of me right now, but you know, I think they're paying a lot for guys who might be on the decline at this point. But, you know, he's definitely an upgrade over what the Suns had last year. So I don't know. Maybe he'll be able to have a resurgence season of teams this year. You know, things can't get much worse than last year, so I
sure.
like to remain optimistic.
The new head coach of the Phoenix Suns, obviously being Monty Williams. What are you hearing from the organization, possibly from Coach Williams himself, and sort of what the direction he wants this franchise to go?
I'm hearing a lot of good things about Monty Williams. From all accounts, from players I've spoken to this offseason, they like what he brings to the table in terms of energy, his knowledge. And, you know, he's a guy that these players can relate to. Last year, they had Igor Kokoskov. And, you know, I think, you know, Igor kind of got the short end of the stick. You know, the players didn't really relate to him. I mean, I even heard some players tell me that they were having trouble understanding him in practice. I mean, that's not good.
Right.
But Monty Williams is coming in. I think he is a guy who these players will respond to very well. And, you know, when the Suns were doing a lot of their pre-draft workouts, a lot of people who were, Monty Williams was hands-on with them. And a lot of the people who were working out were just like, man, he's so hands-on. He's a guy you really want to play for, you know. He was teaching me stuff that I know I'll be able to carry with me the rest of my career. And you know, that's the kind of stuff you want to hear. So hopefully it's a sign of good things to come.
C.J. Holmes of The Athletic joining us right now on Sports Call here today. We're talking all things basketball with C.J. Holmes of The Athletic, of course, the former Auburn Tigers basketball player. You can follow him on Twitter at CJHolmes22. We saw some news today about those Phoenix Suns, C.J., with Josh Jackson being traded once again. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction to that news?
I mean, you kind of saw it coming. I mean... This guy was a former fourth overall pick in 2017. I mean, he was expected to be the man out there on the wing for the Suns, and his game just never really developed into that. I mean, you saw flashes here and there, but it was just never where it needed to be. And then he gets in trouble down at the festival earlier in this summer, and after that, the writing was just kind of on the wall. You can't underachieve on the court and get in trouble off the court. When that happens, you can expect to be moved. So Josh Jackson's out. In comes Javon Carter and Kyle Korver. I think they're expected to buy out Korver, but if I was a Suns, I'd just want to keep Korver. they're using that move to clear up cap space so they have enough room for Rubio's contract. So, I mean, you know, when we're talking about Jarrett Harper, Javon Carter, there's another guy. The guy was great at West Virginia. He was a former draft pick with the Grizzlies. So, I mean, he's the type of guy where it just gets that much harder for a guy like Jared Harper. Jackson, I mean, hope maybe he can go to Memphis and, you know, try to turn things around. It's kind of a free look for the Grizzlies. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But, guys like Josh Jackson, guys like Dragan Bender, they're the reason why the Suns acted the way they did during the draft, bringing a guy like Cam Johnson, bringing in Ty Jerome, guys who don't jump off the page with their athleticism, or they're not very flashy. They're not even really considered huge names, but they're solid as hell, JJ. And the Suns are done drafting players based on potential, because in recent years that potential just hasn't panned out. So now they're going with guys who have great college experience. You know what you're getting from them, and they're guys who can honestly come in and contribute as rookies.
CJ, let's shift our focus back to Auburn basketball. Bryce Brown in a similar situation like Jared Harper is with the Suns. Bryce Brown made his summer league debut last night, a strong debut. But what do you like about his game that gives him a solid opportunity to make that Kings roster?
You know, let me tell you something about Bryce Brown. I remember when I was a senior at Auburn, Bryce was a freshman. He used to come over to the house a lot. And, you know, I love Bryce to death, but the biggest thing that stood out about him then to me was how immature he was. Between the man he's grown into and the kid he was, his growth has been tremendous, and he evolved into one of the best players in Auburn history, and I couldn't be prouder. I wanted to lead with that. What I love about his game is he is a sniper, and if you're a specialist, if you're a shooter, you can play in the NBA. You've got to find the right situation. The thing about Bryce's game, which, you know, I'm not sure what his conversations were like with his agent on draft day, or if maybe a team was playing to take him in the second round, or in his agent kind of told him, hey, let's go the undrafted agent route and let's pick our spot that way. But, you know, from an objective evaluation, I guess the one part of Bryce's game that never really developed was his ball handling. And that's kind of what held him back during the draft process. Teams wanted to see him be more of a, at his height, he's only, 6'2", 6'3", so teams wanted to see him as more of a playmaker, because in the NBA at 6'2", you're going to be playing point guard. So that's kind of been his challenge. Sacramento, they're a young team. Teams are always looking for shooters. He's going to have to beat out Kyle Guy, which is ironic.
Right, very ironic.
But, he had 2-for-3 from three last night.
Right.
I believe he's playing right now. Matter of fact, I got people texting me right now saying, oh, Bryce is playing well. But
yeah, he's making some shots, for sure. Yeah,
so,
CJ Holmes.
If Bryce can focus on becoming more of a playmaker and lock down defensively, I think he's going to have a shot to play in the NBA. At the very least, he's going to have a long, long, long career overseas.
And then CJ, of course, also the other guy mentioned there, Malik Dunbar, getting an opportunity for the Golden State Warriors. That's just super exciting for Malik. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I agree. And he kind of like fits in what they want to do. I mean, what do the Warriors do? They live in transition. What did Malik do at Auburn? The guy runs hard in transition, faces with authority at the rim, and he brings a lot of value to the team defensively. Those are both traits that a team like the Golden State Warriors really appreciated, and you can see it over the years with some of the guys they've bought in as these undrafted free agents or second-round picks. They've been able to come there and find their niche, end up on the floor, and then move on and get a big contract. So hopefully Malik can be one of those guys. He's more than capable.
Well, CJ, listen, we really do appreciate you taking time to chat with us here today. As we said, you'll be in Summer League next week following the Phoenix Suns, including former Auburn point guard Jared Harper. Of course, your work at The Athletic is tremendous. Also, give our listeners sort of an idea of what your schedule looks like, because NFL training camp is right around the corner, and we've got some Auburn Tigers on those Cardinals as well.
Oh, yeah. Things are really ramping up this month for me. So, as we mentioned, I'll be out there in Summer League Monday through Thursday of next week. I'm actually also working on a pretty cool project. I'm going to play in the big Pro-Am out here I'm going to write a story about it.
That's exciting.
I'll be playing a pro-am game throughout the month. And then we got training camp for the Cardinals at the end of the month. So it's going to be real busy for the Athletic Arizona.
CJ, listen, we really do appreciate the time. We'll catch up down the line soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.